morning, Orville. Today is Tuesday, 29th of March, and in studio is Yahalom. Right now it's hazy with 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is partly cloudy, with temperature range from low 25 to high 32 degrees Celsius, and with heat index on 36 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from southeast with 18 to 22 kilometers per hour. Moon is waning crescent and 25% of it is illuminated. Sun rose today at 6:09 a.m. and it will set down at 6:21 p.m. which means that the day will be long today at 12 hours and 12 minutes. On Thursday at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture, we can see repeated act of giving, which is a multimedia dance performance with dancers Savitri Maya and Grace Cittadella. The column ritual is an experience, daily repeated, which leads to integrate and to an expansion of consciousness which gives rise to perception of the whole. Whether to invoke and propitiate deities, expel negative forces, to celebrate rites of passage or mark turning points in the cycle of death and renewal, the column creates a focus and compacts energy. From the incantation of mantric sounds comes the gesture to entrap and concentrate its power for the benefit of the celebrant and community. And on Saturday, April the 2nd, from 3:30 p.m. onwards, at Savitri Bhavan, will be an event remembering the mother with Loretta and Dr. Susil Pani. An event is organized by Chiamala and Varan Darajan. Everyone is welcome. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m., we can see a German film, John Rape, City of War, made in Germany in 2009 by director Florian Gallenberg, and it is biography drama War in German with English subtitles. A true story account of a German businessman who has saved more than 200,000 Chinese during the Nanjing massacre in 1937-38. The film contains some violent scenes and is not advisable for the children. And tomorrow at the same place and time, we can see an interesting film, Between the Folds, exploring origami, made in USA in 2008 by director Vanessa Gould, and it is a documentary in English. Our Real Health Fund is resuming normal timings and it will be open from April 5th onward from 9 to 11 every Tuesday and Thursday morning at the Health Center. Produce purchasing service, stores, basket section and snack bar will be closed on Thursday for stock taking and cleaning. And the same day also the gas bottle service and La Boutique in Visitor Center will be closed for stock taking. Nandini Distribution and Nandini Tailoring will be closed for a week also for stock taking. They will come back on regular schedule on Friday for the distribution and tailor on Saturday, 2nd of April. All of these services are asking you to excuse them for any inconvenience. Tree Care would like to inform the community that they will stop working from May till the end of the summer months, and if there is any work such as pruning or difficult removal of branches over the fragile structure to be done, you can contact them by calling Juan on 944-343-4182, Julian on 944-365-8125, or Anadi on 994-338-8531. Swiss community is happy to organize a dinner for all Swiss who are in the moment in Orville on Saturday, 2nd of April at the 6 p.m. at the Unity Pavilion. They're asking you to book in advance so you can call them on 948-7087-314. Do you like to work in nature or maybe want to experience different aspects of farming? Windara Farm with Terra Soul Project team is welcoming volunteers every morning from 7 to 10 a.m. You can call Jorge on 978-6296441 or Sandhya on 944-361-9403 or just come. Residents Assembly Service is inviting us all to a general meeting on Monday, April 11th at 5 p.m. at Sauchu. Topic will be presentation and discussion on the self-assessments of the Working Committee and Orville Council terms, along with comments, feedback from other working groups and individuals. As previously announced, the 2011 renewal of the Working Committee and the Orville Council is being initiated through the appraisal by these working groups of the work, of the challenges, and also of the ideas for improvement to their functioning. This appraisal from both groups will be published on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, on Auronet, and will be available in hard copy with Residents Assembly Service and in the offices of Working Committee and Auroville Council. Their goal is to come up with a reviewed job description to be a basis to be used by residents to propose candidates. They call all residents to please use this an opportunity to bring a constructive and effective input to this important community process. To prepare for the meeting, your feedback will be most welcome. Working committee and our council members will be present on the meeting. The universe is not merely a mathematical formula for working out the relation of certain mental abstractions called numbers and principles to arrive in the end at zero or a void unit. Neither is it merely a physical operation embodying a certain creation of forces. It is a delight of a self-lover, the play of a child, the endless self-multiplication of a poet intoxicated with the rapture of his own power of endless creation. Rotary Rubindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org. Can I walk with you?